And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. My name's Jo Stanley. I'm joined, as always, by Gerald Quigley. Hi there, GQ.
Good morning, Jo.
And lovely to see you, Luke Hines.
Top of the morning to both of you. Happy Sunday.
Thanks, happy, Hines. Happy Sunday. Hey, I'm glad that you're with us, Hinesy, as always I am when we see you. But your fitness expertise is going to be much called upon today because we're talking about the new World Health Organization guidelines on physical activity, which recommend people aim for 150 to 300 minutes of moderate intensity exercise per week. 300 minutes feels a lot.
Listen, I love the way that they've done this. Saying 150 to 300 minutes, it's actually only 20 to 40 minutes a day. And in my mind's eye, that's actually not as bad as it seems. It's almost like they're making people more scared of exercise by listing it in the minutes. I reckon the next thing they're going to do is list it in seconds. You only have to do 4 million seconds per week.
But Hinesy, hasn't Hinesy been accepted for a while that a good round off is about a half an hour of sensible, enjoyable exercise each day? Isn't that what has traditionally been the case?
Absolutely, GQ, but can we also not forget what exercise entails? Exercise doesn't equal gym and gym only. It could be a walk, a stroll, kicking the footy in the park with the kids, going to a yoga class, even incidental exercise, walking to the shops and back. We need to rethink what exercise actually is.
Emptying the bins, which I have to do.
Well, I tell you what I include, walking up and down the stairs to put the laundry away.
Well, hello.
I feel like I do that about 1,000 times a day. That's to me exercise. My 30 minutes. What I also like is the guidelines say you could do like less but more vigorous exercise. So that's what I do. So 75 to 150 minutes a week. So that's for me a couple of runs a week. I feel like I'm ticking a box as well. But importantly, you don't want to be sitting for too long.
No.
And in this day and age, we're all on our devices and we're streaming everything. We're watching the House of Wellness on Fridays and Sundays, the whole deal. So, we've got to get moving.
And there's no mention there either of stretching, is there? Which... flexibility and balance. So,
all of that. Yeah, so very important,
it's a very narrow WHO direction.
Well, we're going to be chatting with Dr. Melody Ding today about our exercise habits during the pandemic and acknowledging that, you know, some of us are better at motivating ourselves than others. And how do we actually, what's the science in motivating ourselves? What's the science in getting ourselves off the couch rather than being a couch potato, which sometimes
you don't want to be a goose and be a couch potato.
You do not. I'm like Kipfler. Call me Kipfler. I'm so keen to sit on that couch sometimes. But anyway, speaking of getting out of the house, a lot more Australians are preparing to re-enter society post-lockdown. But some of us are feeling a little bit of anxiety around that. So we're going to ask you, how are you feeling about getting back out there? We'd love to hear from you, 131 873. Plus, we learn about the signs of sensitive skin and what might help you if you're one of the many people struggling with sensitive skin. In our A to Z of vitamins, we're talking Go Healthy hemp seed oil. And as I said, 131 873 is our number. And, you know, because we're talking about moving our body, I would love you to take advantage of the fact that we have Luke Hines here as a fitness expert.
In activewear, ready for your questions.
Settled.
No, it's just because he forgets to get dressed.
No, but if you are someone who you feel like you want to move your body better or more effectively and you've got a certain, you know, condition or something that you might be working through, give us a call, 131 873 with advice for your physical activity. Next up, the science behind motivation and how you can use it to get yourself moving. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Skin, it's our largest organ. Are you taking care of it? Cetaphil skincare is dermatologically tested and defends against 5 signs of skin sensitivity with simple, gentle and effective solutions. So whether you're carving it up, sweating it out, getting to work, or your skin's as dry as the outback, when it comes to protecting your sensitive skin, Cetaphil's got your back and your arms and your legs and your face. Cetaphil is available for a great price at Chemist Warehouse.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Cetaphil Moisture Cream 550 gram is available now from $15.69. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Our number is 131873 for your questions, especially if you need help moving your body in a way that's right for you. Hindy is here with his great fitness expertise, because it would be true that I would say the pandemic has had some impact on our physical fitness for many of us.
Hello, yes.
Apparently 20% of Australians have increased their physical activity, which is great. 20% have been doing less. And of course, a lot of us that are on phones and computers or working from home seems to mean that we're working longer hours. And often for me, I'm sitting for hours and hours and hours on end. So there's a lot of work to be done for us, and there's a lot of disincentives out there for us to move. Well, Associate Professor Dr. Melody Ding works at Sydney University and has been researching exercise habits during lockdown in Australia and joins us now. Hi there, Melody.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, what is the psychology behind why some of us find it easier to exercise and others find it difficult? Because I must say I'm envious of those who feel like they just want to exercise all the time, because it doesn't come naturally to me.
Oh, that's a million-dollar question, you know. That's what researchers around the world are trying to get at. There's so many theories around it, but if I just kind of keep to the fundamental for the show today, I think there are two very critical factors. One is, you know, your previous history with exercise. Like, did you find it enjoyable, or did you find it really, like, the opposite? You know, that could be a result of many things. You know, for example, we tend to focus on if you don't exercise, you tend to gain weight. But there's also the opposite direction going. If someone is heavier, they're less likely to enjoy moving, and they're less likely to move around. So that is a factor. If somebody's had injuries or pain or even had really bad PE experience early on, you know, they're probably finding exercise less rewarding. And on the other hand, you know, if people get into the routine, really just enjoy the glow after the exercise, they feel great, the mind is clear. All of these, I guess, individual history with exercise would determine whether or not you find it enjoyable or not. And there's also the environmental components as well. You know, like if you live in a place where you don't have to think about exercising at all, but it's just like so great to get out and about, and then that definitely removes a lot of barriers.
It makes a lot of sense, Melody. Thank you. Now, I go in waves, especially during lockdowns, of motivation. So my question is the actual act of motivation a myth, or is there kind of science involved in actually getting ourselves off the couch?
Motivation is definitely not a myth. I think motivation is behind many things we do, not only just exercising, but also, you know, eating well or getting into other healthy habits. But one thing I want to say is that by solely focusing on motivation is not enough. Mm. You know, pair motivation with rewards, for example. Mm. Try to get something enjoyable out of exercise. Try to remove the barriers. For example, you know, we talked about how you put the gym clothes next to your bed. That's the first thing you see in the morning when you get up, you know. Mm. Put the gym bag in your car when you start going to work again, so that you have less excuses. You have the prompts right in front of you. So that is one aspect of things, you know, working out with a friend, someone you really enjoy, and, you know, maybe going for a walk in a really nice place. All of these aspects can be reinforcing. And, you know, from my personal experience, I think I'm getting to the stage that I feel like if I don't exercise, I feel really bad that day. Mm. Because your body feels different when, you know, when you feel that energy, you feel the glow after exercise. And that's a biochemical thing as well. You know, it's totally true and scientific that you have that endorphin after exercise. So all of that will become self-reinforcing if you get into the habit and keep the habit going.
Yeah, I will say that I have to tell myself sometimes, no one ever says, oh, I wish I hadn't exercised. You always feel amazing afterwards,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I have to remind myself, absolutely. I won't regret it. Just do it.
Melody, Lancet back in July this year identified that 24% of the world's population is aged between 10 and 24 years of age. So there's the demographic that's got the challenge. We know that if we can encourage people to exercise fundamentally, the reduced risk on the healthcare system will be massive as they get older. So there's the demographic, but in amongst all that, we've got PE programs at school that are being pushed into the background because there's no time. We've got young girls worried about a body image when they're starting to mature, so they back off from exercise. So there's no simple solution to all this, is there?
Yeah, absolutely. That Lancet paper that you quoted, I'm actually a co-author of that. So thanks for reading our work. And it is a very complex problem. I think we, for decades, for health professionals and researchers, we tend to focus on simple solutions and, you know, trying to tackle one thing at a time. And I think as a field together, we have come to the point that we realize this is such a complex system, and all these factors that you mentioned, some of them, they all interlink to each other. So we really have to focus on, at a systemic level, you know, from removing the smaller individual barriers to think about, you know, our educational system, for example, think about our transport system. Because back in the days, you know, decades ago, kids are not dropped off by parents to school. They walked or they cycled to school. So how do we bring that back to our society? So there's so many systemic level issues that we have to tackle as a whole.
And also, Melody, I was wondering because, Heinze here alerted to the fact that the advice of 300 minutes a week sounds overwhelming, but when you break it down to 20 to 40 minutes a day, that feels more achievable. When we're talking these numbers, do you think that stops people? Because really, doing anything is better than nothing. But because we feel like, oh, there's so much pressure to do so much, in the end, but we just sort of give up and feel very demotivated.
Yeah, that's another excellent question. So the WHO just did a really rigorous review, you know, based on expertise and basically published literatures up until last year. And the message has been distilled into three main points. The first one is doing anything is better than doing none. That's exactly what you said. So, and doing any minutes is good for you. And in fact, if we look at the relationship between physical activity and disease outcome or mortality or death or, you know, something, what we often find is when we move someone from doing nothing to doing something, that's actually the most efficient gain. You get the most bangs for the bucks when you move people from, you know, doing 0 minutes to like 30 minutes a week, for example, and that's nothing. And the second, message from the WHO is 150 to 300 minutes per week. Mm. And it's not even have to be 300, so like 150 minutes, that's, you know, 30 minutes a day for 5 days a week. And in terms of how they counted the physical activity, it's very easy to achieve as well. You know, like if you walk at a decent pace, that is counted. So, you know, it's people tend to think that, oh, I have to set aside a time to exercise, and it's really not the case. And the WHO also abolished the idea of, you know, you have to work out continuously for certain minutes. So now every minute counts towards the overall 150. So if you wear a fitness tracker, for example, you realize that's actually quite easy to achieve.
I love it. Thank you so much, Melody. You've inspired me. I'm going to get out today and start walking. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, you take care. We've got time for one quick call. Hi there, John.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, John. Are you on speakerphone, John? Can you bring the phone up to your ear because you're echoing?
Yep.
There you go.
How's that?
That's terrific.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. How can we help?
Yeah. Hi. Yes, I just wanted to say I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I'm 66 years old. About 2 years ago, and I was I weighed about 96 kilos at my peak. So I'm now just down to 79 kilos.
Well done.
And and that's just through exercise, basically. So the way I motivate myself, I try to do sort of 20 minutes walk after every meal. Mm-hmm. And yeah, every evening when I get home, whether I want to, because I'm still working, whether I want to or not, I just get straight out the door and walk.
I love it.
You know, well done, John. Yeah. And what you'll find, too, is all those parameters that you worry about with blood sugar levels and things, they will change so much just with your weight loss. So you're inspirational. Well done.
Yes. Thank you so much for your call, John. We'll get to more of your calls next, 131-873. And while you're calling, maybe let us know, how are you feeling about getting back out after lockdown? Are you feeling that anxiety that we're hearing about? Give us a call, 131-873.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
If mild joint pain is getting in the way of life, try Go Healthy's high-strength Go Turmeric 30,000 plus one a day. Turmeric is traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to relieve inflammation and in traditional Chinese medicine to relieve joint pain. Get back to life with Go Healthy's Go Turmeric 30,000 plus one a day, just $26.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Cetaphil Moisture Cream, 550 gram, is available now from $15.69. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Luke Hines, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. And we've been speaking about moving our bodies, and we have hopefully some advice for you from Hinesy here as to how you can move your bodies. Justine in Brighton, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, Luke, I'm after some advice, please. I'm a very fit and active person, and this lockdown I entered menopause, which was a surprise. And I have to say I've got good people around me to motivate me, but I am losing interest. I'm frustrated because I have considerable muscle weakness and joint pain. So I normally would go for a run three times a week and do my strength work, but I am so sore or cannot do my normal strength work effectively or progress.
Look, they're fantastic questions. What I might start with is your muscle and joint pain initially, only because there's some fantastic options out there. So you want to look at two things. One is obviously magnesium, which is fantastic for your muscles, and then turmeric, and then fish oil is a really good one. Now, if you want to get some of these from real food sources, when it comes to that joint pain, we're looking for healthy fats, those omega-3s, so red fatty fish like salmon or ocean trout, avocado, nuts and seeds. They're all fantastic options to kind of supplement naturally to make sure that your body is functioning in optimal form. Now, if we take a step back to actually making sure you feel confident to kind of train in optimal form, number one, I get it. It can feel really disheartening when you do feel like you've got that muscle weakness and the head voice comes in and goes, well, this feels helpless. It's really difficult. I'm in pain. The key here is making sure that first every action you make comes from a place of self-love, and then that action is actually supporting small steps towards building that muscle strength back each day. So rather than feeling like it's a deterrent, do everything you can to support the muscle health and the muscle joint, but then really ease yourself into it. It could be as simple as a yoga class, one of those really gentle ones. Look around your area for something like that, or a beginner's Pilates class. You don't have to push yourself. My best advice with anyone in any situation is it doesn't have to happen overnight. You just simply need to start making those small changes and build back up slowly. And when you do it, if you do it from a place of self-love, you'll be really kind to yourself. So when you hit the roadblocks and those speed bumps, you won't give up. You'll keep persevering with a really positive attitude.
Well done, and great advice, Hinesy. Look, and Mel, Justine, grab a mate. You know, exercising and having fun together while you're doing this just gives that little bit of extra motivation, doesn't it, Hinesy?
But yeah, absolutely.
Magnesium ideal, that's a fundamental thing.
Yeah.
I do think, though, we need to acknowledge, particularly as you're going through menopause, that it is really depressing because you are suddenly someone different and you don't know yourself anymore. You're thinking, why can't I do what I used to do? Yes. And Justine, I hear you. It's really, it can be very distressing.
It is. But no, thank you for your advice. I will take a lot on. Thank you.
Yes, all the best.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Rod in Ocean Grove, good morning.
Hi, Rod.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Look, I've had this heel, bad heel for the last month. And especially when I get out of bed, I can hardly put weight on my heel.
Rod, you're describing a heel spur, and this is all caused by some issues with the structure of your foot. So you need to find a local podiatrist, have your foot structure assessed, because it's not going to correct itself unless the fundamental underlying reason is addressed. So that you can take anti-inflammatories for pain, but the podiatrist, this is their bread and butter. They're the experts in those lower leg issues.
It's the best thing I could have done, GQ. I saw a podiatrist and I was given some insoles for my shoes and it literally changed my life. And I can't stress enough, if you do that and you start walking without pain, it'll really motivate you to keep moving.
There you go.
All the best with that, Rod. Hey, I just wanted to mention too, when you talk about self-love there, Hinesy, which is, I think, a critical part of our health regime, for a lot of people, as the world opens up in the cities that have just come out of lockdown, there's a lot of pressure and anxiety around the fact that, oh, now we can all go to restaurants and we're all meeting our friends. And I've had people over the last weekend say, not for me, actually. I don't feel comfortable being out in public at the moment. And I want to empower everybody to say, just take your own time and don't feel pressured. Do what is right for you.
The news reports certainly are giving the impression that unless you rushed out at midnight the other night in Victoria and made a dinner booking at 1 minute past midnight, you were letting the side down. That was pathetic reporting. Just pathetic, because it puts undue pressure on many, many people to think, what's wrong with me that I don't want to go out? I think just catch up with a few friends, make it nice and gentle and easy, and take it easy. And we're not breaking out. We're just going back to what we've always had, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, absolutely, GQ. And Joe, it's interesting, not only with this topic, but so many things in our life, we need to learn to stay in our own lane and not feel pressure to be anyone else or to be like anyone else. And if it doesn't feel right now, don't do it. There's a great thing I read yesterday. Just because you've got free time doesn't mean you're available.
No.
You know, so just use the time that you've got to. You do you, boo. And love it.
Thanks. Thanks so much. I love that, Hinesy. Well, keep your calls coming, 131-873. With any questions that you have to support your health, Gerald is here and Luke to answer your questions. And next up, we bring you the signs you might have sensitive skin. That's on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Cetaphil Moisture Cream, 550 gram, is available now from $15.69. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Now, I think we all know that fact that our skin is the largest organ in our bodies. It's one of those facts you like to share with people.
I love that one. It's a favourite.
But what about this one? The skin on a body can spread out to about 20 square feet, which is bigger than a lot of city apartments. Like, that is... What about that?
Yeah, I've lived in a smaller apartment in Bondi than that. Literally, I could have lived in my skin while I was.
Well, you are living in your skin,
very,
I suppose.
That's a very, very inception.
But you know what? If our skin is compromised, it really can impact living day to day. When it's healthy, a lot of us take our skin for granted. And dermatologist, I've added a syllable in there.
Yeah, I like it.
Dermatologist Dr. Leona Yip has dedicated her career to educating people about the value of their skin and joins us now on behalf of Cetaphil. Good morning, Leona.
Good morning. It is a mouthful to say dermatologist.
It can be on a Sunday morning. Now, I asked my daughter, who's 12, what do you think our skin is for? And she says, well, it keeps your organs in.
Very profound. Like a duffel bag.
I know. Well, I mean, imagine not having it. But also, I mean, I'm sure our skin it has purpose other than that. What else is our skin responsible for?
So our skin helps to keep us warm. It helps to regulate body temperature, also helps to maintain our body hydration. But importantly, it protects us from external and environmental insults such as infections, pollution and allergies. But let's not forget, our skin also helps to shape and form our self-identity and our appearance. And it's how other people recognise us as who we are.
Yeah, look, I'm really, my question is almost like transporting back to my 20-year-old self, because I wish I knew the answer to what you're going to say. So this is the 20-year-old Luke. why is it important that I look after my skin?
I think sometimes we can take our skin for granted when nothing is wrong. Everything sits really well. But when something is not right, when the skin starts to feel itchy or when there's a burning sensation or when there's a rash, and then it starts to affect how we feel about ourselves and it affects our lifestyle, like clothing choices, what we can do on a day-to-day basis. So I think looking after our skin is important because the phrase healthy skin, healthy mind, it really rings true. Studies have also shown that when our skin's healthy, it helps us feel much better about ourselves.
Leona, why are we seeing so much or so many skin issues in younger kids these days, particularly babies, where it's just accepted now there's going to be some eczema issues? What's your view on why this is happening?
I think, you know, skin health can be different between people, babies, teenagers and adults, because there are two main factors that would control this. The first would be genetics, which unfortunately we can't change, just like babies who are, you know, they've got a tendency to eczema because, you know, there's underlying genetic predisposition to it. But then there are environmental factors that we can control and we can change. Our lifestyle choices that largely would determine our skin health outcomes, such as, you know, exposure to pollution, to sun, whether or not we smoke, whether or not we sleep enough and we exercise. So those sort of things can really affect what happens. And for those with sensitive skin or irritated skin, well, this is usually a tendency in a lot of people where there's an inherent disposition to a weakened skin moisture barrier. And the moisture barrier is that top layer of the skin, made up of skin cells glued together by natural skin oils called lipids that create that waterproof seal of the skin. And when the skin barrier doesn't work properly, that's when you get into problems with sensitivity because you get dehydrated more easily, you just, you know, get the symptoms of sensitive skin more easily.
So I've heard people speak about sensitive skin. Are there actual signs that I would be able to identify in myself that would go, oh, actually I have sensitive skin?
Yes, so the commonest signs would be dryness, roughness, irritation and tightness. And all these signs are due to an underlying weakened skin moisture barrier. And skin sensitivity can also develop over time, even if there's no tendency for it. And that's called sensitized skin. And sensitized skin can happen if there's regular exposure to harsh irritants on the skin, such as hot water, regular exposure to soaps and detergents, for example. So avoidance of irritants, very important.
We're coming into summer, Leona, and I'm getting lots of emails about people who are suddenly discovering stretch marks. What do you have any advice there for people? Are they things that we've got to live with, or particularly those that have lost weight or perhaps had a child? Where can we go with that?
Unfortunately, I've got news for you and for everyone. Stretch marks are really difficult to treat. It's not something that, you know, we have a real solution for, unfortunately. Covering up is important. Obviously, sun protection is important also because sometimes the contrast between lighter stretch marks can be more obvious compared to more tan skin. And moisturising is also really important because when the skin's dry, it tends to accentuate certain blemishes on our skin. And also maybe sometimes embracing stretch marks is not such a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Not every blemish is a flaw.
I agree. Love the skin you're in. I'm so, so much a supporter of that. Thank you so much, Dr. Leona Yip, who comes to us. Thank you. Have a great day, Leona.
Thank you. You too.
And Leona comes to us from our friends at Cetaphil. Well, there's time for one call here. Hi there, Kate.
Hello, Kate.
Good morning, guys. How are we all?
Good morning.
Please, thank you. I seem to have these little like pinprick fire-offs. I don't know if it's nerves or, but they seem to be more prevalent after I exit the shower. Mm-hmm. But these little pinpricks are like, they go off everywhere, and I don't know what to do about them.
Take a little note of what you're using in the shower, Kate, and remember, perhaps hot water could be one of the triggers. Your cleanser in the shower can be another trigger. Try and find the underlying cause if you can. And maybe you don't have to use the cleanser in the shower. Just use the water, but lukewarm, so that you're not pounding your skin all over with really, really hot water. Now, if it persists, then, again, the challenge is to find why. There certainly are antioxidants like lipoic acid you can use, but they seem fairly drastic if we can identify what the reason is. So go back to basics, and if you have no luck there, send me an email, houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab, and I'll point out some remedies that we can look at.
Yeah. Thanks for your call there, Kate. We'll get more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Skin, it's our largest organ. Are you taking care of it? Cetaphil Skincare is dermatologically tested and defends against five signs of skin sensitivity with simple, gentle and effective solutions. So whether you're carving it up, sweating it out, getting to work, or your skin's as dry as the outback, when it comes to protecting your sensitive skin, Cetaphil's got your back and your arms and your legs and your face. Cetaphil is available for a great price at Chemist Warehouse.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Cetaphil Moisture Cream, 550 gram, is available now from $15.69. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It's time for A to Z of Vitamins. Gerald, we're talking Go Healthy, Go Hemp Seed Oil.
Hemp seed oil is interesting, Joe. And Heinz, you and I, we'll talk about your special biscuits and cookies in a minute. But as an option to those who don't want marine-based oil like omega-3 fish oil, which we've mentioned a couple of times this morning, hemp seed oil is a brilliant anti-inflammatory because it's a combination, natural combination, of omega-3, 6 and 9. So it's a little package of anti-inflammatories available as a supplement, but also too, Heinze, you made those beautiful chocolate chip hemp seed cookies as part of our A to Z on House of Wellness TV. They are magnificent.
Absolutely, mate. I got to say, I've got a pretty good gig with the House of Wellness that I create awesome recipes that are good for you that the minute we call cut, I get to eat. Mm. And what I love about hemp seed oil in particular is that you could put it in something like those choc chip cookies, but you can actually drizzle it on salads, roasted veg, or just take a teaspoon to a tablespoon straight up. Really versatile, and I love it. Mix it up because I have all sorts of other oils in the kitchen, but hemp seed oil is a really unique flavour, but also incredible health benefits.
And the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy's Go Hemp Seed Oil, 1,100 milligram, an extra virgin cold-pressed hemp seed oil to provide a balanced source of omegas 3, 6 and 9. And while we're on the TV, it is back today at midday on Channel 7, and there's a really important story around the kinds of warning devices that our senior citizens can live with to help independent living and keep some ageing families together safe and at home, which I loved that story.
It's good. And the unexpected fall can change a person's life completely.
Absolutely. We've got time for one or two very quick calls. Hi there, George in St. Mary's.
Hello, George. How can we help?
Yes, could I? Thanks for your time. Great show. I'm on a script sleeping tablet and I want to switch onto herbal tablets. Any suggestions?
So, George, first of all, you've just got to make it nice and gentle. You can't stop one and start the other. So slowly ease out your sleeping pills. And the combinations really are magnesium to take tension away with some gentle mind-relaxing herbs. And there's a lot of magnesium sleep combinations on the market. Heinze will give you some ideas very briefly about anti-inflammatory foods that you can have as a snack before bed, and look at regular bedtime, no screens in your bedroom, cool bedroom, dark bedroom, quiet bedroom, and it will happen. It's a habit, Heinze, isn't it? We need to relearn and redevelop.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, a few years ago when we started seeing people swap their coffee for a turmeric latte, I know we were making jokes about it at the time. It was quite, you know, very Byron Bay. But there is a lot of benefit in having something like that because you've got the turmeric itself. You've got the healthy fats from, say, an almond or a coconut milk that you have it with. You've got that warming, calming nature of having a hot drink before bed. There's no caffeine, and it's really fantastic anti-inflammatory before you go to bed.
Okay, well done.
All the best with that, George. And very, very quickly, Alan, good morning.
Hello, Alan.
Good morning, team. Thanks for taking my call. I wondered if there was any tablets for pins and needles. I get pins and needles in the evening when I go to bed and I can't lay down.
Alan, this we call it neuropathic pain, and the option is to go and buy today some lipoic, L-I-P-O-I-C, lipoic acid, 400 milligram capsules twice a day, very effective in reducing that nerve or neuropathic pain.
All the best with that. And thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. Houseofwellness.com.au. If you head to that website, there is an Ask tab there, and you can shoot your questions through that way. We'll have more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Cetaphil Moisture Cream, 550 gram, is available now from $15.69. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
As always, it's been lovely to spend this hour with you both on the House of Wellness, Gerald and Heinz.
Good to see you, Heinz.
What a great conversation we've had.
I'm feeling very pumped up for a great day ahead.
I know. Look at you in your singlet. You're in the warmest. You're in the warmest states, so I love that. Hey, I just wanted to mention the House of Wellness podcast, Best of You. It is available wherever you get your podcast. And one of my favourite episodes, episode 9, is it's very moving and vulnerable because it's about the shattering grief that comes when you lose a partner. Mm. Our guest, Lara Carey, lost her husband very tragically. And, yeah, it's a really beautiful episode where she talks about learning to live again after losing her husband. So if you're into podcasts, check it out. Best of You, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Great. I also love that it's a topic that you're actually talking about and, you know, confronting. There's a famous saying I love, you got to feel it to heal it. Mm. And sometimes people get a little bit nervous to kind of listen to those types of topics. But if you can delve in there and hear someone else's experience, one, you're going to feel less alone. And two, that feeling it leads to healing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a very courageous episode, certainly, for Lara to share so much. And I really loved it. So, yes, do check that out. Head to houseofwellness.com.au for any more information that you're after. Gerald, you have a fantastic week. You're off to the golf course.
Straight to golf. It's supposed to be relaxing. We'll wait and see.
Well, there's your 20 to 42 minutes for today.
Absolute pleasure. Yeah, well, yes. Yeah, we'll get there.
Yes, and what are you doing for your 20 to 40 minutes, Heinzie, today?
Well, I'm off to the gym as we speak.
Of
you know, I'm
you
in
are.
The active wear, ready for a active wear, and I'll be a bit weary later. That's probably what I was saying.
Yeah, I'm going to head out for a run, so watch out for me as I run along the highway. It's been lovely to see you. As always, we say thank you to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we'll see you all next week.